Good afternoon. New Hampshire has been heavily impacted by the opioid epidemic. In 2014, we had the third highest rate of drug overdoses in the country. We've been using our emergency department syndromic surveillance system since about 2013 to monitor opioid-related overdoses in our jurisdiction. This system was created in 2006, and participation was made mandatory in 2008. So currently, we have all 26 acute care hospitals in our jurisdiction participating. This system sits administratively in our Bureau of Infectious Disease Control, which is why you have an infectious disease epidemiologist standing before you in this session. So the opioid-related ED visit data has been aggregated and shared in a monthly report with all of our response partners. It is combined with other types of data sources, including naloxone administration data, death data from the medical examiner's office, as well as treatment and recovery services data to give a more complete picture of the opioid epidemic in our state. So we were interested in looking back farther about the trend of opioid overdoses in our emergency department. So we queried the syndromic surveillance data system for records between 2011 and 2015. We used two different methods to do this query, the first looking at chief complaint text and the second looking at ICD codes. For chief complaint text, we queried on the words opioid, opiate, heroin, fentanyl, and their common misspellings. And then for the ICD codes, because this time frame overlapped the ICD-10 code transition, for those records before October 1st, 2015, we used the ICD-9 codes that were recommended by the Injury Surveillance Work Group of the Safe States Alliance. And then for those records after October 1st, 2015, we mapped the recommended ICD-9 codes to the master mapping using the master mapping reference table because there were no recommended ICD-10 codes at that time. We excluded duplicate records and then calculated frequencies for key demographic and reporting characteristics. So over this five-year time frame, there were over 3 million total emergency department records in this data set, of which 20,994 were opioid-related. We detected most of these encounters using the chief complaint text query. We caught 88% of them through that query. 8% of the records were identified both by the chief complaint text query as well as the ICD code query, and just 3% were identified by the ICD code query alone. Over this five-year period, this represented a 70% increase from 2011 to 2015 and an 827% increase in those encounters that were heroin-related specifically. So because our chief complaint query text is what was most successful in identifying records, we were interested in what the chief complaint texts were for those records that were identified only by ICD code, why they didn't show up in our chief complaint text query. And so what we found was that the chief complaint text for those records included varied and nonspecific words, with the most common being pain at 18% of records, overdose 8%, suicidal 4%, drug 4%, and detox 4%. In terms of the age and sex distribution of the people who accounted for these encounters, 80% of the encounters occurred in adults age 18 to 49, so those two age groups, in comparison to the general New Hampshire population, which is 40% made up by those two age groups. Also, we found that by gender, males, it was about 50-50 over the whole five-year period for males and females. However, males increasingly accounted for the number of encounters. So in 2011, they represented 49% of encounters, and by 2015, they're up to 58% of encounters. For geographic distribution, Hillsborough County has been our most heavily impacted county. This is where our two largest cities are, Manchester and Nashua, and together those cities had 32% of all 20,994 encounters. So in conclusion, we've obviously experienced a substantial increase in the number of opioid-related ED visits in our jurisdiction, especially for heroin-related encounters. We found that use of our syndromic surveillance system has very effectively provided timely situational awareness data to be used in our response. We do feel, though, that further evaluation is needed of the ICD-10 coded data, and also that it would be helpful to have a fentanyl-specific ICD code because we've seen an increase in fentanyl-related overdoses, but we have no good mechanism for tracking that using this data system. We do feel, though, that this is just one data source that should be continue to be combined with the other data sources for a more complete picture, and then that the data should be being used to target educational outreach and treatment and recovery services. Thank you.